So a few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, I downloaded TikTok for the first time. Mistake. It's a mistake. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. I know if I delete this app, I'm going to just re-download it. But I was just going through it, and I've spent like an hour plus on TikTok before. It's ridiculous. It's so good. I don't even know why. But I'm just scrolling, and this thought popped in my head. You know, because I'm like, because of the videos that were on there. And I started thinking that I feel like our generation, like, well, I guess Generation Z and, well, I'm in millennial and then Generation Z after. I don't even know. But we're kind of taught that we're like this PC sensitive generation. You know what? And I think, you know what? I think there's some truth to that. But you know what? I don't know. We might become a little tougher. I don't know if it could become tougher, but maybe the sensitivity, it's starting to make a little sense, not just because of the whole PC thing and all that kind of stuff. But for some reason, I was thinking like, okay, what if I was on TikTok and I'm a white male who has only dated Asian women in the past and who's a liberal, right? I was going through TikTok and I'm like, man, like all the, not all the videos, but I'm coming across videos that are like, white people are trash. Men are trash. Liberals are trash. Not as much of those. I feel like the conservatives more often, but you get some. And then the Asian dude, the white guy that has an Asian woman preference or just like happens to date, who knows, whatever, however you want to see that preference. All these visuals are trash in them, you know? And one hit me kind of hard because I was like, I think it was this Asian girl that was like, once you tell somebody that you're from a country, you know, Japan or Korea, like for me, like if I learn that you're Korean, I'm definitely saying hello to you in Korean. Like it's just happening. I'm sorry if that annoys you, but I'm proud of myself for knowing that word and still knowing that word. I'm going to fucking use it. And you're just going to have to deal with it, bro. Like, I don't know. Because I don't know. It must be annoying as hell. I don't get it because, like, you know, if I meet somebody, like, in Mexico or whatever, the Spanish-speaking country, and they find out I'm English, they want to speak English. I get that impulse. I totally get it, you know? I don't know if it's the same, but I get it. So until convinced otherwise, I'm probably still going to do it. Just sorry in advance. And I want to learn more of the Korean language anyway. So I need to learn. I only know like 10 words right now, but I digress. But that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, we're so connected now. And it's not really, I mean, there's good ways because we can learn a lot of stuff from different people, but it's just like constant. It's actually constant bashing. It's constant bashing. So I don't know. And it's bashing from just random people. So I don't know. Like the generation before, you know, before millennials, like did they have to deal with that? Like you had to deal with like somebody had to bash you in your face, which we still have to deal with now. Right. Somebody could still like bash you in the face. But now it's like you go home and your entertainment source is bashing you. You know, I'm like, man, how do we get through the day sometimes? Like, how do some people get through the day, man? Because I'm watching some of these videos and I kind of get, what is it? I think the word is like triggered a little bit. Like, oh, OK. All right. Because there's, you know, female videos bashing dudes and saying we're trash. And there's one that was like four black men. And it was like pretty much all of us are trash. You know what I mean? And this was like in 20 minutes. And for me, I was like, wow, like I just watched a video about black men are trash, men are trash, black men are trash. Like you're a man if you're trash, if you don't like bigger girls, you know, you're trash if you don't date short girls, you're trash if you don't date tall girls. I'm like, damn, bro. You're trashed if you have a preference. You're trashed if you don't have a preference. Like, I'm like, dang, man. So I was like looking through the comments and like the one I think was like girl was I think I guess she was like a little bit bigger, but she didn't look that big. Like I don't know what it was, but she was just like, oh, if you have a preference of women being like over 150 pounds, she didn't say what height because that also matters. But I'm gonna guess she means like normal height, so like 5'3", 5'4". And I think healthy weight is like 120 to 130 or something. 120, 130, I think it's around there. So she's just like calling them pussies, basically like that song. So I was like, oh, wow. You look through the comments and everybody's like, well, you know, I have a preference and, you know, girls have preferences. And it's just like this whole argument. And and I'm like, man, like, this is how people are reacting, you know, because it's everywhere. Like, who you are is constantly being attacked on the internet. And that's where we spend most of our time on. And I'm like, man. But I just kept scrolling. I'm like, wow, like, that's, and like, why do I keep scrolling? Because I think at first, sometimes I do get, like, it heats. I get heated. I get triggered a little bit, you know. But I think the realization that, hey, everybody has their opinion and that's okay. And it's going to differ. And like, it's okay to have a different opinion. Like this person's opinion is not more valuable than mine, you know, and I don't have to change this person's like mine at all. This person, I guess, was over. I think the weight crime was like over 150. So this person is over 150 and this is how she feels about it. You know, is it probably the best way to go about it? I mean, no, but you know, she's feeling what she's feeling. This is how she's reacting, you know, and just kind of move on. If you don't agree with her, just kind of be like, oh, okay, boop, you know, don't try to like convince her or anything. I don't know. Because, yeah, I had no desire to like convince her or anything like that. Like, who cares? You know, you prefer guys. You have a preference. You prefer guys who like girls that are over 150. So it's like everybody has a preference, you know, like who cares? like who cares? It's like the whole internet is trying to tell you how you should be. It's like everybody on the internet is trying to tell you how to be. And they're conflicting, right? They're just it could be a war zone in your head going on. It's like, well, this person said this, but this person said the exact opposite, you know? So it's just keep scrolling. I think that's my advice. I think that's what I do, is just keep scrolling. If I feel like, wow, that's I don't like that, or I disagree with that, it's okay. I just disagree with it, and I just keep moving. I think that's a good way of dealing with it. And I think that's how I deal with it in real life. If, like, we disagree with something, it's like, oh, okay, well, we disagree. Like, my opinion is not more valuable than your opinion. Like, we're just two schmucks saying crap, like, you know, like it's not that big of a deal. I guess that's how I think about it. Even politically, I'm like, who are we to know? I've had arguments with political arguments, and I don't really get that upset, because I'm like, who do we know? Like, how do we know that either of us are right? You know, we're just guessing here. We're just guessing, you know. So I think it's like I definitely want to get better at it because I still get. Someone like angry or upset about stuff. And I think it's just, I gotta be more humble. Just, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay that you disagree with me. I think that's the idea. It's okay that you disagree with me. That's cool. You know, you don't have to agree. It's fine. You are your own person. You have your own experiences and thoughts, wants, needs, all that kind of stuff that have formed this opinion. Just like I have. So, you know, yours is just as valid as mine. You know, I might not think you're right, you know, but it's, you know, it's valid, I guess, you know, in a nutshell, you know. So I think if I get triggered in the future, it's just taking a moment. Okay, why am I getting triggered? It's probably because this person is calling out something that I like, or that I agree with, or that I do, or something that's part of me, right? And saying it's wrong. And maybe I should just take a moment and think, like, hey, do I think that they're right? Maybe they're right about it. you know, and maybe play a little devil's advocate and try to argue their side a little bit. And then if not, I'm like, you know what, I think they're wrong. And just be like, okay, well, we just disagree. And, you know, that makes sense. And, you know, be done with it. That's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe so you get notified of new episodes as they come out. And like always, I hope you have a good morning, good evening, and a good night. And remember, where there's life, there's hope. Peace.